This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House Office of Management and Budget told federal agencies they must mandate masks indoors in federal buildings for all employees and visitors, regardless of vaccination status in areas of substantial or high COVID-19 community transmission. This according to an email seen by Reuters. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued guidance Tuesday that vaccinated people should wear masks indoors in areas of substantial or high COVID-19 transmission. In an email sent to all federal agencies late on Tuesday, Jason Miller, OMB's Deputy Director for Management, said in line with CDC guidance, quote, in areas of substantial or high community transmission, agencies must require all federal employees, on-site contractors, and visitors, regardless of vaccination status, to wear a mask inside of federal buildings. As of today, that includes the Washington, D.C. area, end quote. Once again, the White House saying federal employees must mandate masks indoors. Tokyo has set an all-time high for new coronavirus cases, exceeding 3,000 for the first time in coming days after the start of the Olympics. Wednesday's new cases exceeded an earlier record set the day before and brought the total for the Japanese capital to nearly 207,000 since the pandemic began early last year. Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. The American gymnast superstar has withdrawn the all-round competition to focus on her mental well-being. At a news conference, the Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams says one of the big discussions was setting up services for those in need.
There is, in the village, on top of all the psychologists and so on that we have there, there is also a helpline.